Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL Draft Stars. And it's hard to believe this time next week the draft will be concluded. Rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7 will be a day old, and we will be looking already to the 21 in draft class. But we can't get there until we get to today's guest, the standout Marshall center, versatile enough to also play guard. He was a four-time all-conference kid. He lettered all 4 years he was at Marshall, but it's none other than Levi Brown. Levi, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
It's a great day just to be here. You know, I want to thank you for letting me be on the show.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by. There's a lot to talk about. First off, you were one of the young men that were able to get their pro days in, and basically on March 11th, that was kind of like the day the world came crashing down, if you will, where pro days basically stopped. But you were one of the fortunate ones to get that work in and be able to do your thing in front of some scouts. I mean, looking back, how rewarding was it? And the pro day itself, how happy were you with your performance and the offense and the skills, and then just, you know, having some talks with teams?
I think being able to get our pro day in like we did is something that, obviously I've been looking forward to having my pro day for weeks and even years, just to, you know, be on that stage and kind of show scouts directly what I could do. But, I didn't really know the significance of it and what it would really mean until, you know, I walked out of our indoor facility that day and I finished my pro day at around 1 p.m. And it turns out that, COVID-19 had been declared a pandemic at about 12:38 that same day. So, being able to get my pro day in and just, you know, in the nick of time right before scouts got pulled off the road was something that I'll be forever grateful for, just to have the opportunity to, like I said, show scouts what I could do in person. I was happy with my results. I worked really hard for it. And just like I said, being able to show them was huge.
Yeah, and it is. It is a priceless commodity in the way things are going right now, especially as we build up to this 2020 draft. I'm curious. I mean, let's kind of rewind way back when. I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee. Were you the more athletic kid than the others, or did it take time to kind of grow and to become the guy that we kind of see doing your thing on the field now?
So I was always, you know, one of the tallest kids and one of the bigger kids on the team. And, you know, I don't think anyone starts off playing O-line hardly. You know, you start doing something else and then at some point you get bumped there and the O-line, I mean, that's the last stop on the bus. If you're not good there and can't play there, you're not going to be anywhere else. So they stick people there and, you know, it's a great place for some kids to grow. But I mean, I was a tight end a lot of my life and just because I was always taller and kind of lanky and skinny. But whenever I got to high school, my coaches sat me down and told me, like, I think that I was really athletic and that I could be a tight end, but they wouldn't think I'd be a tight end at a Division I level. And if they wanted me to play football at a D1 level, I need to put my hand in the dirt a little bit more. So, you know, those guys gave me that little bit of advice, got me to where I am right now in life, and it was the right thing for me to do.
Anyway, and you've made the most of it. And it takes a lot of hard work. And now, so you're doing your thing. You go off to Marshall, and I don't care if you're going D3, JUCO, D1. I mean, but you being able to leave high school and establish yourself at such an early age and have the presence you did at Marshall, I mean, you know, four-year letterman, and in 2016 you're doing your thing. I mean, you made the transition look easy, Levi, but, I mean, how trying was it going from high school and jumping on that big-time field?
Obviously the speed of the game and the guys that you're going against are so much better than what you see in high school. And it's just the fact that, you know, I was an 18-year-old kid, and the guy across from me could have been 23. You know, that age gap and stuff like that. Just having for some of those guys to have 4 years under their belt before I even had the chance to get my feet wet was something that you had to adjust to really quickly. But it's something that, if you log man hours and if you sit in film rooms, you don't always have to be the biggest or the strongest or fastest guy. You've got to know, your assignment better than theirs. And I think that's one of the big secrets and techniques that, can make a center a little bit better, because you've got to know everything when you're playing center. You've got to see safety rotation. You've got to see if a corner is pressed. You've got to see tendencies for blitzes. And, the only way to do that is you have to sit in a film room and just burn it into your skull.
Yeah, you're the eyes and the ear for the quarterback. I think that's one of the things that goes under. In terms of football-minded people, you yourself, people involved in the sport really know. But I think a lot of people on the outside, the casual fan, really don't get the assessment of how important a center is, especially just for the cohesiveness of the unit, and then also to be the guy that's going to pick up maybe something that the quarterback doesn't see. Once again, Levi Brown here on the C2P talking a little 2020 NFL draft. This young man makes his path towards the next level. Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests that we bring you each and every day. I'm curious, and we ask everybody that comes on the program, if you're in the film room, you're with these scouts, they're breaking down some tape of you. What do you think those hallmark home run abilities are going to be, Levi, where they're going to want to put you on their 53-man roster?
I think, my quickness to get to the second level, as well as, pull around and get around on the guards and tackles and block guys on the edge for wide zones and for screens, and just being able to get there before the other man does it and beat him to my spot is something that I've done really, really well at my 4 years of playing at Marshall. You have to sit down and you have to be in a meeting to kind of understand someone's football IQ. But, I think that mine's really good because of the fact that, I played center for 4 years and it helps a lot. But with the seeing tendencies and defenses and seeing things like that, sometimes it's monotonous and sometimes what you're doing sucks. But, I would sit down in meeting rooms with our graduate assistants, with our O-line coach, and we would kind of have a game plan before even the coaches went to meetings together, just so that I could kind of have an idea on a Monday, before what I was going to see at practice that day. So just the ability to ask for help when you need it and have a good coaching staff and, have my IQ show through hard work. It's not like I was born – seeing what a linebacker is going to do, it takes a lot of time to do that. So I just have, the will to go sit down in that meeting room and learn all I can.
I love it. And you talked about, the film study and putting your work in there. Anything else that we need to know? In terms of stuff we can't see on tape, you might have been able to do other positions. You might have been able to do different blocking schemes. Team captain, weight room warrior, we're a week away from this draft. Is there anything else that these scouts need to know that's going to help you advance yourself?
I played guard almost every day in practice. Whenever it comes down to an O-line, the injury bug somehow finds a way every year to get one person. So, I have the ability and I have the knowledge to play, the inside three positions. I would try and get some reps at tackle during one-on-one pass rush, but a lot of times the head ball coach was not a fan of that when he didn't want me to, trip over someone else on the edge, like things like that. But, I have the ability to play all the positions. But, whenever you have a center that you can count on and ride with, it was the thing where I never got to get any clips of me playing guard just because of the fact that, my roots were planted holding the ball. So, there's something that, you got to get to know someone a little bit more to see things. But I was – a huge fan of doing something new and trying things new. I was a tennis player in high school. I did it all and had fun. That's my big thing is what Division I athletes and what any football player or an athlete in general, what we're doing sucks 98% of the time. The 2% that, you love and do everything is what everyone sees. But if you're going to do something that's, not fun all the time, you've got to try and make it fun. And that was my big thing that I always preached to my O-line and guys on the team was, if we're going to do this, we're going to have fun doing it. Because I don't want to be doing you know, boring work. If we're going to do it, we're going to have fun doing it. And that's something that I always preach, to enjoy, you know, every little thing, whether you're getting beat by 35 at home, you know, you got to go out and play the next play like it's the first one in your life.
You're definitely right. And you know what? And I'm glad, I mean, you talked about, you know, prior to us going live, we were chit-chatting about you being able to get your workouts in. And you were saying that, you know what, between commercials, you're doing reps of push-ups and stuff. I mean, that's probably the 98% that sucks. People, you know, people want to see you do your thing, and that's great. But like you said, people aren't in your living room during commercial breaks watching you do push-ups and sit-ups, right?
Yeah, and that's one thing that I've learned during this quarantine is 24 hours is a lot longer than I thought it was. You know, just not having a set routine and having to do things, you know, a little bit more on my own. You know, people want to see me play football and want to see me do this, that, and the other. But like you said, there aren't people, you know, sitting on my couch watching me do some sit-ups on commercial breaks. It's something that you got to take upon yourself and get a little better every day.
I hear you, man. And you are the lifeblood. I mean, I think the people at Marshall, I mean, the herd's going to miss your charisma, your personality. Besides being a fantastic football player, I think you bring a lot of joy and spunk and laughter and a personality. I mean, how much do you think they're going to miss you, and how much are you going to miss them just kind of being around all those guys that you call probably family and friends?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to miss those guys a ton. I mean, the good thing is, whenever I was at Marshall for my time, you know, I did things right. So there are people that will, you know, to this day, I have, you know, trainers and people that worked over in the medical imaging place. I mean, everyone will still reach out to me and ask me how I'm doing and how things are going. But, I mean, I'm going to miss those guys and all the people, you know, in Huntington a good bit. I mean, that place, you know, it really turns into a second home for you whenever you're away at college and spend every day there. So, you know, I'm going to miss those guys. You know, I have faith in my O-line and that coaching staff because, I mean, they return everyone. Everyone's seniors next year. They've got a very, very experienced group of guys that, you know, not only did they learn from me, but I had the opportunity to learn from them every day too. So those guys are going to get after it, and I'm proud of them for all they do. But, you know, I'm excited to watch them. It's a little different to finally have the opportunity to maybe be a little bit of a fan, you know, and see some football and, you know, watch it a little differently than, you know, sitting in a meeting room and watching football. It's a little different.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Once again, Levi Brown here on the C2P. Levi, we are almost out of time. And, again, we appreciate you sharing some of yours with us. I was excited to get you on our program. We always like to end the show with three and out, a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, sure. Sounds fun.
All right. Now, take us inside that herd locker room. Coach Doc Holliday, does anybody do a great impersonation of him when they do it in front of him?
There is a tight end we have from New Jersey. His name is Devin Miller, number 83. He had a few touchdowns this year, and he was a great guy on special teams, and he's a really close friend of mine. But, I mean, that guy can do impersonations of everyone on our staff and nails them to a T. It's something that if we're having a boring day during camp, whenever you're around someone all day, you look over at Devin, and he'll just light you up with an impersonation of our special teams coordinator. I mean, he will just he can change the mood around in a heartbeat.
I love it. And usually the linemen are the bigger guys on the teams. That means the appetites come along with it. Along that offensive unit, could be you or a teammate, who is the biggest eater and what's the most impressive meal when you guys thrown down?
Oh, a big thing we used to do whenever I first got to Marshall, the O-line every year right before camp, we'd go to this place called Hillbilly Hot Dog. And they have a food challenge where it's like a, I think it's like a 4.5-pound hot dog. I mean, it's a huge deal. And it's hard to eat. But I mean, every year we'd go and, you know, have to sit there and watch everyone just try and eat a huge hot dog to the point where you were about to puke was something that, you know, I look forward to every year other than when I got there and I had to do it, because that was a rough time. But it's a great time, especially with guys.
Excellent. And then the final one, I guess sticking to the food theme, you're about a week away to find out your next football journey and your football life. I assume you're going to be with family and friends, but who's the best cook in your family? What would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
My mom and dad, they cook together. It's never, you know, one cooks one night. It's always a group effort by both of them. So My dad can, I mean, he can throw down on a grill. I mean, he can grill about anything I'd ever dreamed of, and he'll just take his time and be out there for hours and hours. So I can't wait to have him put something on the grill for me here soon. But, you know, he's just classic grill food. I mean, we'll have steaks a good bit. I mean, steam some vegetables on the grill. I mean, it's just a great meal that I look forward to, and I'm excited for him to get that to that.
Excellent, man. Hey, Levi. Fabulous career, and like I said, you've done everything you needed to do to get yourself in the position to hear your name called, and hopefully that comes to fruition. But, hey, stay humble, stay hungry, keep after it. I know you're working hard, and like I said, we can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level.
Hey, thank you once again. It means so much, and I really appreciate having the opportunity to speak to you today.
Thank you. Once again, that is Levi Brown, the standout Marshall center, ability to play guard, and this kid really, I mean, the IQ is there, the ability's there, and I like how he touched base on the quickness. I mean, this kid really gets to the second level. You want to see a guy get upfield and do his thing. This kid, I mean, really does it exceptionally well, and that's one thing I really, really loved about him. But if you want more of him, you want to listen to the show again, Apple Music, Blog Talk, Radio, iTunes. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.